We're going to be talking about Mars with Harrison while he's here. Lob in if you want to, but we're going to be talking about Mars and exploring, which I know that you're very big on, and I'm not even going to start. I'm just going to throw it straight open to questions over here.
Well, my elevator speech on Mars is that I think we have to go back by way of the moon, because that's the only way I know we're going to get the infrastructure developed, technological infrastructure, to continue to operate in deep space. The moon has resources that may pay for that through investors or through governments. I suspect investors more likely. And once we have that infrastructure for the moon reestablished, then clearly planning and implementation of going to Mars, it becomes far less costly and I think much more feasible than it is today. In addition, part of that technology base is a fusion rocket, or at least fusion that can be used in a rocket form. And that then opens up some very, very interesting acceleration, deceleration scenarios for human trips to Mars that cut the time and therefore solve or help to mitigate some of the biomedical issues, which we don't know a lot about yet, but still would obviously mitigate those, and also would create a much more high, a more varied scenario for actually how long you stay on the early missions and what you do when you're there.